WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
For 3 weeks now, the coronavirus pandemic has canceled all the big events here. And just as spring arrives, it's also brought a stop to smaller gatherings in homes and backyards. But on one block in the northwest suburbs, neighbors have found a way to be together for a little bit, even while they keep apart. WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos has the story.
It's late in the afternoon on the third Tuesday of Illinois' stay-at-home order. Most of northwest suburban Mount Prospect is so quiet, all you can hear is the birds chirping. But on one block, about a dozen people are outside. Mike and Nancy Naranjo are sitting in front of their house. They've broken out their best bottles of Wisconsin craft beer.
I am holding a New Glarus Spotted Cow. The good stuff.
Gotta break it open for this, right? For sure.
This is what they call driveway happy hour on the 500 block of North Russell Street. The Naranjo's neighbor, Candy Durst, came up with the idea last week after she got furloughed from her job as a corporate travel agent.
Our neighbors are the best, so we always like to have fun and do something.
Every summer, they throw a block party they call Russellmania. But Durst said the coronavirus outbreak called for more immediate action. She posted about the driveway happy hour on Facebook.
I knew everyone was sitting at home, not doing anything. I'm like, it's funny because then I put it on the Mount Prospect neighbors and there was almost 300 responses. And then other neighborhoods are like, why aren't we doing this?
Besides drinking, everybody at the driveway happy hour just sort of shouts across or down the street at one another. There's not much else to do these days, says Mike Naranjo, who retired as Mount Prospect's postmaster.
I mean, I'm a Netflix guy now. Breaking Bad, awesome. Better Call Saul, saw that. Just started Ozark.
Another neighbor, Flo Polina, said she and her husband, Vince, were happy just to see everybody.
And we're all excited to, you know, come out of the house.
And don't worry, everybody's sociable, but they're practicing social distancing.
We're 6 feet apart. Hey, I'm 5'1". Really?
You might take measure.
Nobody wants to take any chances. For example, Mike Naranjo asks Vince Polina to toss some of his tasty peanut butter pretzels across the street into his wide open mouth. You know, just typical block party messing around, right?
Don't get too close, I said.
This time, though, they quickly think better of sharing the pretzels.
You didn't throw one. You didn't want to waste one.
You want Corona for me, do you?
I'm being careful, too. I've come to report on the happy hour with a mask and gloves. My microphone is attached to the end of a broomstick with shiny silver duct tape. But Mike Naranjo helps keep the mood light by taking out his cell phone and playing a new song. Yep, that's a parody of My Sharona, only it's My Corona. Then, as the party wraps up, there's talk of what they'll drink at the next driveway happy hour.
I will bring limoncello next time, yes, Friday.
And the precautions they'll have to take to enjoy those drinks.
Well, it's in a bottle. Just leave it there, and we'll get rubber gloves. Everybody gets a rubber glove and pour yourself.
The Russell Maniacs say all are welcome to join them at their driveway happy hour. Just make sure not to get too close. Dan Mihalopoulos, WBEZ News.
My Corona.